Hello, this is Paige Weston. This is a report to the congregation of New Covenant Fellowship that I wanted to get into the recording of the service for January 29, 2023, because on that Sunday I intend to get up and speak this part to the people who are there. But if you're not there, I want you to hear it also. So, report to the congregation after rethinking the auction of services. Many will remember New Covenant used to hold an auction of services each year. Some might remember that I called for people to help reinvent the auction of services this year so that after our COVID-enforced two-year hiatus, it could bless us once again. Three women answered my call, Jess, Leanne, and Kristen. The four of us prayed, brainstormed, and strategized in that order. After frank consideration of what the auction of service has done for us over the years, good things, strengthened our connections to each other, raised money for mission trips and other community building activities, and some bad things, left some people who didn't have deep pockets feeling sad or left out. And after prayerful consideration of what we most need the auction of services to do for us now, help us reconnect with each other after the pandemic, help us attract and retain new people whom New Covenant might bless, and help us pay some of our reparations, what we came up with is something quite like the old auction of services, except without the auction and without the services. We propose a calendar of events of the sort that we used to call auction events, approximately one each month, that will allow us to gather in fellowship, the kinds of events to which anyone might easily invite a friend who doesn't yet know about New Covenant, or maybe a friend who used to attend New Covenant and who'd enjoy a chance to see their old prayer partners. Some events will be child-friendly, some will be better suited just to adults, some will be in public spaces, some will be in homes. All will be free of charge, subsidized by funds that are already in the auction fund from previous years, earmarked for fellowship building activities. Some events might include a donation jar for collections toward a particular reparations payment, but guests would donate if and as they felt able. There would be no entrance fee and no suggested donation amount. This is an approach we'd expect New Covenant to reevaluate after we try it for a year. At our second meeting, we met twice, we arbitrarily decided to limit ourselves to 9 open fellowship events in 2023 and prayerfully decided which ones those should be. We had brainstormed a list of 30-some. We think it's important to note that these 9 events will not be the only social events on congregants' calendars. Certain events like the barbecue that my spouse and I do, that's a fundraiser for Spring Initiative every year, it's going to happen anyway, whether it's an official open fellowship event or not. Other events will happen spontaneously when someone announces through the newsletter, hey, I plan to go listen to a lecture or a concert, or I invite you all to watch a Netflix series at my house, or let's go dancing, or there's a new bike trail, let's ride it together, or whatever. Any kind of announcement that would just get us going, get us together. So no dates have been set yet for our proposed 9 open fellowship events in 2023. We're still in the process of contacting potential hosts, and if you are a volunteer host or assistant host, please contact me. Here's a tentative calendar. February, board games and beer. So this might be something that Riggs or something like that, or maybe in a home. We haven't decided yet. Could include pizza, could include a trivia contest. March, what used to be called a Thomas Parker party, a read aloud or a storytelling evening. April, Christian poker. This is something I have never experienced, but I've heard about, and other card games. June or July, sometime in the summer, a live music concert featuring, we hope, many New Covenant musicians. August, dancing with a professional dance instructor. September, a potluck picnic, probably in a park with yard games and one of those great bags tournaments that happens, used to happen at New Covenant retreats. October, bonfire time, pumpkin carving, stargazing, which would have to be away from the bonfire. November, a chili cook-off, or a cornbread contest, or a dessert tasting, or something like that. And December, gingerbread house decorating, holiday cookie decorating, getting sweet and sticky together. So, that's our report, our proposal, and if you have thoughts about it, I invite you to contact me. Thank you.